you know, that's the incredible thing, is when things like this happen, they happen during daylight, they happen during the middle of the day, they happen at 11:15, they happen at 11:17 on a Tuesday morning. That's what's so incredible about events like this, you know? It's not like there was a build-up or anything like that. Out of the blue, bam, you know, paranormal experience in the hallway. No, actually, I was probably doing everything but my homework. Probably reading comics, I guess. You know, always the outsiders. You know, Iron Man, Silver Surfer. It's got to be those guys. Aliens, the lot. You know, so there's me, and, you know, I'm saving the world in the back of my mind. You know, you can't fault me for ambition. My mother was in the other room, I could hear the TV. In fact, she didn't give a damn about what the hell I was doing, you know, so long as I didn't take the TV to pieces again. I must have flaked out for a sec because the clock had stopped, the clock on the table. And that kind of thing really registers with me because I've had this enormous, like, cosmic horror since I was a child about clocks slowing down and stopping. That would really, really freak me out. I'd go into a kind of trance-like state and I'd really lose any concept of myself, and, you know, I would become the clock. I don't know if you've ever experienced that. It happened a hell of a lot when I was a kid, but it doesn't happen so much nowadays. In fact, I avoid it now. Anyhow, I'm reading, flicking through stuff, the clock stopped, and the phone rings, right? So I run and, you know, pick up the phone, and on the other end, there's this voice.
SY-SV2592. Hello, Nick. Please listen very carefully. This is a matter of great scientific importance for the people of Earth, for the future of Earth. You are hearing a voice transmission, the voice of a conscious computer, a computer from another time. A computer far more advanced than the ones you have been building. Nick? Nick? Are you still listening?
Am I listening? I can't do anything but listen. I'm completely frozen to the moment.
You have been specially selected, one of 400 young receptive minds, to be part of a special project. But this is a choice you must make yourself. You will begin by meeting the others, the ones you will work with in 20 years' time from now. Do you agree, Nick? Do you agree to join us? Do you agree?
My mind, I just say no. But my body got in there first, because there's this, like, feeling of electricity just running up from my heels. It's more than my blood running cold, it's like I'm no longer in control of my body, it's happening, and I'm at the back of my mind observing this, you know, I'm, like, hearing this voice coming out of myself, and it kind of croaks, yes.
Go outside, go out and wait in the street, someone will arrive. We'll speak again soon, goodbye.
And my mother's in the other room, and because the phone's rung, she immediately picks up the Hoover, and starts to do this token bit of housework, you know, and she's leaning through the doorway, looking at me, going, is it your dad? You know, because every time my father would ring up, my mother would start the Hoover, in case it was him, and to give him the impression that she was running, you know, a functional household, and she was doing all the right things, and that was the crazy thing, was that, you know, here's this computer from the future in one ear, and there's my mother that right there, standing in front of me. You know, I dropped the phone, and of course I just run out the door, and I run out to the front step and like start scanning the sky. But I wouldn't be talking about this unless it had come up again, and this is following a phone call from my mother the other day, where she said she'd been reading a book by Yuri Geller, and apparently in that he gets a phone call from a conscious computer on a spaceship from the future. And this is when he was a kid, and you know, she rings me up and says, hey Nick, you know, that reminds me of all the phone calls you had. Phone calls? Phone calls? I mean, plural? I only ever remember one phone call. And she says that I received many over a period of weeks. I don't know what happened. I'm sure it all worked out. I'm sure there's an aspect of my personality that's out there being very productive and has done a lot for science in another period of time. But I'm still left with these memories, and also my mother has the memories as well, but they're different to mine. So it does kind of confirm that something went on, and that perhaps time diverged, and we both went off into different realities. And now, looking back from this point here, from the perspective we have now, it's just a big enigmatic blob, and all we're left with is my recollections, which are probably changing right now as I'm talking to you, because I'm telling you the story.